next life on account of his sinful activities, if he becomes a dog in the same land, then what is the benefit? Everyone will treat him as dog, even though somebody knows this dog was formerly our Prime Minister. Then what is the benefit to remain in the Prime Minister's post and next life he's going to be a dog? Then what is the benefit?
Hardly any.
Discuss amongst yourselves. This is the point. We have got a short duration of life, and we declare independence of the laws of nature, laws of God, and do whatever we like. And as a result of our activities, we are obliged to accept a body which is not desirable. Then where is my independence? Why do they think very independent and act independent? Is it not foolishness? Discuss amongst yourselves.
But that's described in the third chapter. Ahankara Vimulhatma.
Thank you. This is the disease. Ahankara Vimulhatma Kattaham Iti Mannate. The rascal is bewildered. Vimulhatma, on account of false egotism. Just like we are inviting everyone, please come and learn Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita. Let us go to the sea and swim. Sarpal, sarpal. They are taking so much trouble. I have not seen here in Hawaii, for hours together, struggling with waves. I've seen it South Africa also. Very fond of this surf sporting. So they are wasting so much time and laboring so hard just to become fish. Yes, they are going to be fish. Because at the time of death, they'll think of how I am jumping in the water, surfing. That is natural. Sadatadvabhavita. Because he has constantly thought about the sporting. Naturally, he'll think of sporting in the water. So, this gross body, when finished, his mental, intellectual, and false ego will carry him to become a fish. And he'll have full freedom how fish is jumping within the water, going against the waves. A small fish can go against the waves. There is a Hindi poetry that a small fish can go against the big wave, whereas a big elephant is washed up. This is practical. Bahajaya Gajaraj. Gajaraj means, Gaj means elephant. In big waves, if you put an elephant, he will be washed up. But a small fish will go against you. His expert. This example is given that the fish, although He's very small. He is off the water. He is under the water. Therefore, he is so powerful. He can go against the wave. That means ashray. If one takes shelter of the supreme powerful, he also becomes powerful. The example is given. The small fish, it has no power. But because he has taken shelter of the water, it can go against big wave. Whereas a big elephant, he'll be also, because he has not taken shelter. He has not taken shelter of the water. He is on the land, he is very powerful. But in the water, he is no power. So according to different circumstances, we become powerful. That a person, he was given the opportunity, a human being, to understand God, his position in relationship with God. So they won't care to take instruction about these features of life. They would waste their time as a big swimmer in the water, with the result that he is going to be fish. If nature's law, you are giving up this body, that's a fact, you are leaving this body. Now what is your position? And that will depend on the nature's law. Your body is finished. Now you are completely under nature's law. So whatever nature's law allow you, you have taken. Your so-called education, so-called prestigious position, everything is different. You cannot do it. Pragitakriyamanani unai karmani.
Even in this life, they begin to take on the qualities of their next life. Like the surfers, they put on a black suit that is very smooth so that they can go through the waves very swiftly like the fish do. So they even look like a fish. And they shape their surfboard the same shape as the fish are.
They have to imitate, otherwise they cannot struggle. Just like they have met the 747 Airship. But the shape is like a bird. You cannot make other shape. That you cannot do. If you make the shape of the 747 airplane like a man, it will diminish. So you have to take knowledge from God's creation. You cannot create independently. That's not possible. There are ships and boats. They are shaped like fish. The same shape. Otherwise, you cannot run on water. That's not possible. The original design is made by God, and you have to follow.
We told you yesterday, Srila Prabhupada, about the hang gliders. They hang on wings, and then they glide down from the cliffs like birds. To make the gliders, they had to study the birds' movements for many, many years just to get the right shape for the wings.
Yes. Oh, Dugrani. How are you?
Very good. Prabhupada, may I say something, add something to this idea that the so-called rigid flight is insecure and therefore... The rigid planes are insecure because they do not imitate nature. And that is why there are so many accidents with the planes. But these gliders are much safer because they are more like birds.
After all, imitation is imitation. Sometimes it is perfect imitation. Perfect cannot be, but as far as possible. But imitation is there. And the material life is imitation. Because material life means we want to imitate God. That is material. God is all-powerful. We want to become all-powerful. That is material life. And the struggle for existence. Because we cannot become God. It is impossible. But artificially, they are trying to become God. And that is struggle for existence. So material life means imitation. Everyone is struggling to become God. Even when one is so-called liberated, self-realized, just like the Mahavadi philosopher, they are also writing self, my own self. But I am independent. And that is the material disease. Ahankara vimunama is always thinking that I am independent, which he is not. He is completely under the laws of nature, prakita-kriya-manani. But he is thinking I am independent. That is foolishness. They will not accept knowledge given by God. They will manufacture knowledge. That is material disease. And that knowledge is also uncertain. One stalwart man of knowledge is speaking, I think, I believe. And another stalwart is saying, no, no, I think, I believe. What is the meaning of this, I think, I believe? We say, you are all rascals. Whatever you believe, whatever you think, they are all rascals. That's all. This is our decision. There are many persons that are simply saying, I think, I believe. And we say, you all people who are thinking independently, believing independently, you are all rascals. That's all. So far, our position is not, we never say, I think. Whatever we say, we support it immediately by some quotation of the Vedic literature. That is our process. So, this morning I was talking that our test is this, that because it is written in the Bhagavad Gita that Namana Duskitunam Murha Prabhupadante Naradhama. So anyone who is not surrendering to God, he's thinking independently. So he is either miscreant, rascal, worst of the mankind, Maya Purita Jnana, or knowledge taken by Maya, in these groups. Our test is very simple. As soon as we see somebody is not thinking as God thinks, as Krishna thinks, we take him in either of these groups. That is our test. Namanga Duskitunam Murha, which we see practically, they do not speak or do not think as Krishna said, but he's thinking independently. Therefore, he is Murha. His thinking is imperfect. So, therefore, he is Murha. And because his thinking is imperfect, another Murha comes, he says, I think like this. This is their controversy.
One
so many independently thinking philosophers spoil the broth. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Real knowledge is lacking. Anyone? Any question? Yes? Just attend to the question.
With regard to opinions, there are the people, especially the scientists, I would say the medium quality of scientists, who don't want to think anymore. They just come to a...
They have finished. Rather, they have stopped. It's finished. Whatever they could do, they have already done. And there is no scope of their thing, anything. Therefore, next business is bluff.
Prabhupada, may I still add something? In Atlanta, one professor in a seminar said, when confronted with the Vedic philosophy, he said, these things cannot be proven empirically, so we dismiss the problem. He is satisfied to be made out of molecules that came together through chemical combinations, and that is what he believes in and what he works for, and there is no more. He dismisses the problem.
Dismisses the problem?
But he cannot prove that life is made from molecules.
Yes. So they no more deal with that subject matter?
Yes, that's their point. Because they cannot prove that life comes from life or that there is transmigration of soul, therefore they will not consider your challenge because it cannot be proven by empiric means.
Why not proven?
They say it cannot be proven by...
It is proven.
Observation.
It is observation. That is, a child is growing to another body. So the soul of the child is transferred to another body. What more proof he wants?
There's no visible evidence of
this
the soul.
This is visible. Your child, your baby, is on the lap, and after 1 year, he has got a different body. Your old body on the lap is finished. Now he's walking with another body. Why it is not visible?
They say all matter goes through the stage of development.
First of all, this is to be answered. That this child... When he was born, he was very small, lying on the lap of the mother. Now he's jumping. Now that body, which was lying on the lap of the mother, is no more existing. He has got another body, which is jumping. But the mother knows that it is my same child. Therefore the same soul is there. The body has changed.
But they argue that there is no soul. It is simply the changing of matter.
Changing when the child is born dead, why he does not grow? Therefore they are asking.
There was one boy in Berkeley, and he worked for a company that would record facts and figures, and he said every year the Navy would pay this company something like $60,000 and would give them their theories that they knew were wrong, and this company would supply false facts and figures to coincide with the theories, make up facts that would support their false theories.
What is that false theory?
They want to take money. So they say that we need so many things, you have to give us money from the government to buy new weapons, this and that. So they make up false things for the money.
Be fool.
Child is born dead means defective body. It just means it is defective.
That is, as well, that his soul is not there, that way. Defect. The body is already defective, your body, my body, but it is effective only so long the soul is there.
Very good.
The body is always defective. Either child's body or your body or my body, it is always defective without the soul. And it is effective without, with the soul. This is the conclusion. Therefore, Arjuna was chastised by Krishna that you are giving stress on the body. This kind of conception is for the fools. Asachyanan suta sam pragyavadang subhas. You are talking like a very learned man, but a learned man knows always that this body is defective, either living or dead. The same body. Dead means the soul is not there. A living means the soul is there. The two conditions, effective and defective, is depending on the soul. So the soul is important. You have to understand what is that soul. And that is knowledge. Tattva-jnanartha darshanam. To understand the truth. What is the truth there? That without something, this body is dead, no more value. And with that something, the body is so valuable. So, one who is intelligent, he'll try to find out what is the truth.
I told a friend, he's been a friend over the years. I tried to bring it home to him that we are not our body. And he said, oh yes, and I cannot get away from the physical idea that I am this. And I said, your father is very sick now, and he may die at any time. He is very fond of his father. And when the father is dead and lying there on the floor, and after a few days he begins to smell, I asked him, is that still your father? He had no answer to that.
No, nobody can answer. They simply falsely argue. Therefore, less intelligent. Mura. If you are intelligent, then you would immediately accept the Krishna's teaching, beginning with Dehinasminyathadhuhi Kaumanasubhanam. On account of the soul, the body is changing. Kaumanasubhanam jara. The body is sometimes child, sometimes boy, sometimes young man, sometimes old man, sometimes diseased, sometimes healthy. All these terms are there on account of presence of the soul. When the soul is not there, then it is simply a lump of matter, and it is going to decompose into matter again, and then it will smell. Either you will have to throw it for being eaten by the vultures, or you can bury it under some ceremony, or you can burn it. Three, what is called? And Purina, transformation. Either as stool, or as ass, or as earth. Those who are burying, the body gradually become earth. Those who are throwing, the vultures eat, the jackals, dogs eat, and it turns into stool. And those who are burning, it turns into ashes. Three transformations. This beautiful body.
People would say, if everything is a creation of God, then why do you have such a... why do you present this body as such a horrible thing?
He wanted this body. Therefore you have got this body. You want it. just like a child asks the father, give me this dress. Father gives him, all right, take this dress. He wanted a certain type of body, just like the surfers. They want the body like fish. Therefore, they are so much anxious to swim. So father will give him next body, a fish.
He was saying that some people criticize us that this we are saying this is God's creation, yet we are always speaking of it in a very bad way.
Very bad way.
Also mercy.
Huh?
That bad way is also the mercy of the Lord to help us realize.
Not a bad way, good way. Man proposes, God disposes. He wants something, bad or good. Actually, everything is bad. This body or the fish's body or the dog's body, that is all material body. Everything is bad. But I prefer to get a body of human being or a dog or a fish or a bird. That is my choice. So God gives you that body. God, everywhere God's mercy is there. Because whatever you want, Jijasamang prapadyanti tang sutaiva vajami aham. He's in the material world, you have come to enjoy. You cannot enjoy, you are thinking. That's like child. He is playing with something for some time, again taking another thing. Again taking another thing. Childish. So similarly, we want to enjoy this material world. Sometimes I am thinking, it will be convenient if I get a man's body. It will be convenient if I get a tiger's body. It will be convenient if I get a fish's body. So God is supplying him. All right, you take this body. So it is God's fault. He's very kind. You wanted to do something, do it. Not only that, if he forgets that I wanted the fish body, now how I have got it? No, he forgets that he wanted it. God reminds him that he wanted this body, you have got this body. Matta smriti jnanam apohananca. God is very kind in all circumstances. Now we proposing to enjoy this material world under different situation, and God is helping us. Brahman sarvabhutani jantrarurani maya. You want to wander within this material world. That is your proposal. So, in order to enjoy this material world, you require different types of body. Just like they are going, trying to go to the moon planet. It requires a different body. So, Janti Deva Prata Devan, this life you aspire. I'm going to the moon planet. Next life, automatically you will go there. Why you are trying unnecessarily to go to the moon planet by Sputnik? You'll go there. You just always think of the moon and you'll go to the moon. It's a simple process. And by this way you cannot go. Exactly in the same way that you get the body of a fish and you very easily whole day and night for so many years you jump over in the fish. So moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. there is process how to go to moon planet. In the Bhagavata it is better. Those who are karmakandiya, very discharging the Vedic ritualistic ceremony, karmakanda, they can go to the moon planet or sun planet. There are millions and trillions of planets they can go. Janti deva prata devan. Kitrin janti visri prataha. The same thing. Suppose if you want to go to India, you prepare yourself. Take the visa, the permit, the passport, and necessary money, and permission, so many things, to go there. Yes.
I think so much of going to India, I will certainly be reborn in India.
No, this is an example that anywhere you want to go, that for one qualification, living entity is sarvaga. Sarvaga, ga means can go. This ga, go and go. Sarvaga. Sanu Rasulayang. Where is Bhagavad Gita?
Nityam Sarvagata Sthanu. Nityam Sarvagata Sthanu.
Nityam Sarvagata Sthanu. Then? Yes. The Sarvagata, Sarvaga. And then Sarvaga is this word?
Gata.
Sarvagata. Sarvagata is another Sarvaga. The word is used. Sarvaga, and he can go anywhere he likes. He can go anywhere. Such freedom is there. Well, that is confirmed in the another verse. Janti deva brata devan. He can go to the devalok. The moon planet is the beginning of the heavenly planet. You can go there. You simply prepare yourself. Jansi deva prata devan, pitrin jansi pitri prata, bhute ja jansi, mat jajino pi jansi. And if one tries to go back to me, back to home, back to, he can also go there. The intelligence is there that if by preparing myself, I can go to God. So why shall I endeavor to go to this moon, to the sun, to the hell, to the this or that? For everything I will have to prepare. So I will not prepare myself to go back to home, back to God. That is intelligence. Wherever you want to go, you have to prepare yourself. You have to make some endeavor. So why not make little endeavor for going back to home, back to God? Jadgatyana nivartante tadhama paramangam. And if once you go to God, then you haven't got to come back again to accept this material body. So why not endeavor for this? This is intelligence. What is the benefit if I go to the moon planet? Avarma bhavana lokan punaravartina arjuna. Even if you go to the highest planet, Brahma loka, you will have to come back again. So why you should waste your time in this temporary things? Go back to home, back to Godhead, where you get awaken your eternal life, blissful life of knowledge. You go there. That is intelligence. If I have to endeavor, make preparation for going to the moon planet, so what is that moon planet? You can get duration of life 10,000 of years. Just like we have got life here for 100 years maximum. The moon planet, you can live there for 10,000 years. But after that 10,000 years, you have to die. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. There is no excuse. So an intelligent man, why he should endeavor for things which is temporary, maybe 10 years or 100 years or 10,000 years. That is intelligence. So why should I try for temporary things? If there is possibility of my permanent life, blissful life, so why not try? This is Krishna consciousness. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhama paramam. Is that not? I know. Jadgatyana
nivartante. Petroleum demon, she takes out the blood of the earth, and so the planet is in the same.
I mentioned some.
So can we do something about it?
What you can do? If I take your blood, what you can do? You'll die, that's all.
Natad bhasyate suryo nasasanko nupavaka jagatvana nivartante tadhama paramang mama. That abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world. The spiritual world, the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, which is known as Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, is described here. In the spiritual sky, there is no need of sunshine, moonshine, fire, or electricity, because all the planets are self-luminous. We have only one planet in this universe, the sun, which is self-luminous. But all the planets in the spiritual sky are self-luminous. The shining effulgence of all those planets, called Vaikunthas, constitutes the shining sky, known as the Brahma Jyoti. Actually, the effulgence is emanating from the planet of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan. Part of that shining effulgence is covered by the Mahatattva, the material world. Other than this, the major portion of that shining sky is full of spiritual planets, which are called Vaikunthas, the chief of which is Goloka Vrindavan. As long as a living entity is in this dark material world, he is in conditional life. But as soon as he reaches the spiritual sky, by cutting through the false perverted tree of this material world, he becomes liberated. Then there is no chance of his coming back here. In his conditional life, the living entity considers himself to be the lord of this material world. But in his liberated state, he enters into the spiritual kingdom and becomes the associate of the Supreme Lord. There he enjoys eternal bliss, eternal life, and full knowledge. One should be captivated by this information. He should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world and extricate himself from this false reflection of reality. For one who is too much attached to this material world, it is very difficult to cut that attachment. But if he takes to Krishna consciousness, there is a chance of gradually becoming detached. One has to associate himself with devotees, those who are in Krishna consciousness. One should search out a society dedicated to Krishna consciousness and learn how to discharge devotional service. In this way, he can cut off his attachment to the material world. One cannot become detached from the attraction of the material world simply by dressing himself in saffron cloth. He must become attached to the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, one should take it very seriously that devotional service, as described in the 12th chapter, is the only way to get out of this false representation of the real tree. In chapter 14, the contamination of all kinds of processes by material nature is described. Only devotional service is described as purely transcendental. The words paramang mama are very important here. Actually, every nook and corner is the property of the Supreme Lord. But the spiritual world is paramam, full of six opulences. In the Upanishads, it is also confirmed that in the spiritual world, There is no need of sunshine or moonshine, for the whole spiritual sky is illuminated by the internal potency of the Supreme Lord. That supreme abode can be achieved only by surrender and by no other means.
Next verse.
Mamevangsa jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana manaksastani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. The living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts due to conditioned life. They're struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Purport. In this verse, the identity of the living being is clearly given. The living entity is a fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, eternally. It is not that he assumes individuality in his conditional life and in his liberated state becomes one with the Supreme Lord. He is eternally fragmented. It is clearly said, Sanatana, according to the Vedic version, the Supreme Lord manifests and expands himself in innumerable expansions, of which the primary expansions are called Vishnu Tattva, and the secondary expansions are called the living entities. In other words, the Vishnu Tattva is the personal expansion, and the living entities are separated expansions. By his personal expansion, he is manifested in various forms, like Lord Rama, the Singhadev, Vishnumurti, and all the predominating deities in the Vaikuntha planets. The separated expansions, the living entities, are eternally servitors. The personal expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the individual identities of the Godhead, are always present. Similarly, the separated expansions of living entities have their identities. As fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, the living entities have also fragmental qualities, of which independence is one. Every living entity has an individual soul, his personal individuality, and a minute form of independence. By misuse of that independence, one becomes a conditioned soul, and by proper use of independence, he is always liberated. In either case, he is qualitatively eternal as the Supreme Lord is. In his liberated state, he is freed from this material condition, and he is under the engagement of transcendental service unto the Lord. In his conditioned life, he is dominated by the material modes of nature, and he forgets the transcendental loving service of the Lord. As a result, he has to struggle very hard to maintain his existence in the material world. The living entities, not only the human beings and the cats and dogs, but even the greater controllers of the material world, Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Vishnu, are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. They are all eternal, not temporary manifestations. The word karshati, struggling or grappling hard, is very significant. The conditioned soul is bound up as though shackled by iron chains. He is bound up by the false ego, and the mind is the chief agent which is driving him in this material existence. When the mind is in the mode of goodness, his activities are good.
Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. The struggle for existence, this word is used also among the philosophers. This is struggle. He is creating something by the mind, mana, and the senses are engaged according to the dictation of the mind. Manasasthani indriyani. In this way, prakritisthani, within this material world, he is living a life of struggle for existence. Prakritisthani karsati. Karsati means with hardship he is pulling. Just like an animal yoked in the cart, bull, with hardship he is pulling. He cannot get out of it. And if he slacks, immediately there is whip. He has to go. Therefore, this word is used, karsati. He doesn't like this, but he has to do it. Struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. Hare Krishna. Ladies and gentlemen, you may come.
He's a good friend of ours, Srila Prabhupada. He helps us in many legal affairs.
So, if you want, you can come. mind reading? Can you?
Yes. When the mind is in the mode of goodness, his activities are good. When the mind is in the mode of passion, his activities are troublesome. And when the mind is in the mode of ignorance, he travels in the lower species of life. It is clear, however, in this verse, that the conditioned soul is covered by...
Ignorance means completely lost of all independence. That is ignorance. Complete loss of even little independence or loss. And in the modes of passion, there is little independence, and in the modes of goodness, he has got full independence, whether to remain in the struggle for existence world or go back to home. Brahma janati iti brahman. That is real knowledge platform.
His material covering perishes, but his spiritual body manifests in its individual capacity. The following information is there in the Madhyandi Nayana Shruti. Sabha esha brahmanista idam shariram matyam atisijja brahma bi sampajja brahmana pasyati brahmana sanoti brahmanai vedam sarvam anubhavati. It is stated here that when a living entity gives up this material embodiment and enters into the spiritual world, he revives his spiritual body. And in his spiritual body, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He can hear and speak to Him face to face. And he can understand the Supreme Personality as He is. In Smriti also it is understood that in the spiritual planets, everyone lives in bodies featured like the Supreme Personality of Godhead's body. As far as bodily construction is concerned, there is no difference between the part and parcel living entities and the expansions of Vishnumurti. In other words, at liberation, the living entity gets a spiritual body by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words mamaivangsha, fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, is also very significant. The fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord is not like some material broken part. We have already understood in the second chapter that the spirit cannot be cut into pieces. This fragment is not materially conceived. It is not like matter which can be cut into pieces and joined together again. That conception is not applicable here because the Sanskrit word sanatana, eternal, is used. The fragmental portion is eternal. It is also stated in the beginning of the second chapter that dehinos min jata, in each and every individual body, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord is present. That fragmental portion, when liberated from the bodily entanglement, revives its original spiritual body in the spiritual sky in a spiritual planet and enjoys association with the Supreme Lord. It is, however, understood here that the living entity, being the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, is qualitatively one, just as the parts and parcels of gold are also gold.
Sometimes the atheists, they say there is no soul, intuition. So we do not accept this proposal. The soul, when he is in particular situation, he remembers immediately what he has to do. Just like the small puppies, they have not even opened the eyes, but still, immediately after birth, they are searching after food and goes immediately to the nipples of the mother. So, how he goes there? They say it is intuition, but it is not intuition. The soul being put into that body immediately remembers all the activities of the body. Just like in Los Angeles, when I am in two in other places, I forget about Los Angeles. But as soon as I come here, I know where is my bedroom, where is my sitting room, where is my garden, immediately. I am not too taught that here is your sitting room, here is your sleeping room. Immediately I remember. Similarly, this living entity is transmigrating from memorial in different types of body. So as soon as he comes to a particular type of body, he remembers the activities immediately. They are interpreting as intuition. That is not intuition. It's all remembrance. This is the explanation.
Then there's an argument. If we were originally in the spiritual world, why don't we remember that and try to go back to the spiritual world?
As I have already said, that when I'm in tour in Europe and India, I completely forget about Los Angeles. I act according to the circumstances there. And again, when I come to Los Angeles, I immediately remember. This is natural. Out of sight, out of mind.
Spiritual body?
Yes, when you are revived. Therefore, the basic injunction is that now you have got this human form of body, you get up to your original position. Uttishtata, jagrata, prapta paran nibodhata. This is the basic injunction. Jiv jago, jiv jago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gura Chandra bole. Kotonidra jao maya pishachi rakti. How long you'll sleep? Here is the opportunity. Try to understand yourself. That is self-realization. And go back to home, back to garden. Why you are struggling here? Krishna is coming. He is also saying this in Sarvadhanman, Parittanya, Mami, Kamsar. Why you are rotting in this material world? So, for spiritual awakening, there are so many attempts by God Himself, by His devotees, by books, so many ways that we are not inclined. That is our fault.
Take to Krishna consciousness as the real survival of the fittest.
Yeah. That is Krishna saying, coming, jada jadai glani bhavati bharat. Real dharma is to remain subordinate to Krishna as servant. Jive swarupa nitya karo, Krishna das. So, we have forgotten it. This is dharma saglani. Dharma means characteristic. It is not a faith, it is a fact. So our characteristic is that we are eternal servant of God. When we forget this characteristic, that this is my original characteristic, that is adharma. That is dharma saglani. So jadai dharma saglani bhavati bharat. When there is discrepancy in the matter of discharging dharma, my occupation and duty, there is this Krishna consciousness movement. So one has to take it, then he is fortunate. Hey, you pay brahmanda bhumite kono bhagavan ji. He is rotating within this universe, up and down. If he's fortunate enough, he takes to this movement. There is an opportunity. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. The seed of devotional service he gets by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So if we lose this opportunity, then we have to suffer. How do you think?
How do I think?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, is it possible for one to know how many lifetimes it takes to reach spiritual perfection?
Immediately, that thing, provided it accepts. Just like Krishna said, Sarvadhanman Paritajamami Kang Saranang Vaja. Find out these words. Ahankva Sarva Pape Bha Mokho Shami Masu.
Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear.
So, when you are free from sinful life and the reaction of sinful life, then you are immediately on the spiritual platform. So here Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he assures that simply surrender unto me and I immediately excuse you for all your sinful life. So it can be done in 1 second. It doesn't take much time. 1 second. He says immediately. But we don't want that. That is the reason. Read the purport.
The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge, processes of religion, knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, knowledge of the Super Soul, knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life, knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions, for the Lord personally promises to protect him. In the 8th chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically free. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reaction. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order. But if by executing his duty, one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes free from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reaction. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision. Some of them are attracted by the super soul feature, etc. but one who is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna in full Krishna consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosophers, mystics, and devotees are all called transcendentalists. But one who is a pure devotee is the best of all. The particular words used here, Mahasucha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna, but such worry is useless.
So it takes 1 second.
Because Krishna's representative is non-different, he's a transparent medium. If you surrender to him, then it's the same as surrendering to Krishna. He so kindly sends this pure devotee that opportunity. You can't say, well, where is God? I don't know how to surrender. He's sending his representative.
Krishna's representative means the representative says the same thing as Krishna says. Krishna says, surrender unto me, and the representative says, surrender to Krishna. And because he delivers the real knowledge, he is as good as Krishna. Therefore, satsadharityena samastha shastri yukta tata bhavatai vasajvi. The spiritual master may appear to be just like a common man, but he is to be respected as God because he delivers the real message of God. That is the qualification of spiritual master. He does not manufacture anything. That is very easy. If I carry your message and educate people in that way, then there is no difficulty for me. Everything is there. Why shall I go to manufacture something imperfect? The perfect thing is already there. Simply I have to carry. A post beyond, the money that is there, he has to simply carry and deliver to the person. And if he gets a time of need, he thanks the peon. Oh, you have saved my life. It is like that. The message is already there. You have to simply deliver to the suffering humanity. Then he will be relieved. And because he delivers the real reality, therefore he is worthy as God. Sakshadharityena samastha shastri ruptasya thabhavataiva sridhi acharya mang hi bijaniya. Krishna also said, acharya I am acharya. Because when there is nachata smat manusheshu paschit me priyakittama,
nachata smat manusheshu kaschit me priyakittama bhavita nacha me tasmat anyak priyataro bhuvi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
Who delivers this message of Krishna? So, if from the government some very confidential secretary comes, you have to receive him just like the president, to please him. So this is the qualification of spiritual master, that he delivers things as it is. He does not make any adulteration. Then he is your representative, and he is to be accepted as God himself. That is the process. Because here it is said, Nachatasma Admanishtas. You have got a son, and if I love this son, there is an English word, if you love me, love my dog. So the spiritual master is dog God. He's dog of God, that is dog God. He is to be worshipped. He's the pet dog of God. Therefore, if you love the dog, you love God. Spiritual master will not claim that I am God. But it is our duty, because the dog is pet. Here it is said, Nachata smart manishya. You have to love that dog. Then you get the perfect. This is the secret. Yasya devi para bhakti, yatha devi tatha guru, tasyaite kudita yatya prakashante mahat.
Jai Sri Krishna.